Bryant Street Publishing presents Hunting Mila by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Devante Johnson. In memory of Shelby Lou Schroeder, adopted dog daughter, great hunter of squirrels, and most beautiful girl. Thank you for the years of companionship and love, and for always being there with your head on my feet when I sat at the desk to write. Be patient with mommy and enjoy your time by the Rainbow Bridge. I'll be there as soon as it's time. Chapter 1. The cloak of silence that filled the room usually suited John Hunter. He tended to avoid any kind of unnecessary conversation. People were a nuisance to be tolerated, and he tried his best to shun acquaintances who felt the need to talk. This was different. But then, he never felt comfortable about his birth father.
"I'm glad you answered my request," Lord Franklin Westing said.
Irritation threaded his voice. Aristocrats hated to ask for favors, especially from their bastard sons. He sat behind his desk, dressed in the habitual suit, his hair neatly trimmed, his face showing little evidence of his age. Hunter knew this wasn't easy for him, and that made the trip back to Earth worth it. Hunter, being the ass that he was, decided to push his father's anger.
"I thought it was more like a universal royal summons."
The only telltale signs of his father's anger were the narrowing of his brown eyes and the tightening of his lips. A few seconds passed. The only sound in the room was the ticking of an antique clock as the men stared each other down. His father conceded, but only to ask the favor.
"Be that as it may, I need help with a matter that I know is in your area."
"My area? And just how the fuck did he know about it?" Hunter's job was covert, and he was constantly working as the Quadrant's director of operations. Most people thought he owned and operated an outpost for travelers. His father laughed without humor.
"The job I hold affords me knowledge of many operations."
He paused, as if measuring what to say next.
"I've known about your work for a while, but that is neither here nor there."
"Of course, sir."
Sarcasm dripped from Hunter's words, but once again his father ignored him.
"So, what is it that you need help with?"
"I suppose you've heard about my upcoming marriage."
Hunter nodded.
"Well, it seems that my soon-to-be stepdaughter has gone missing."
"What do you mean, missing?"
He cleared his throat.
"Janet, Mila's mother, said she hadn't seen her in a while. The girl is a bit on the wild side. She rarely stays here on Earth. Usually doesn't contact her mother for months at a time."
"How long has she been gone this time?"
"Janet isn't sure."
Hunter didn't say anything at first. The fact that this woman wanted him to go find her irresponsible party girl daughter irritated him. That the request came from a father he wanted nothing to do with, well, that was just icing on the cake.
"Her mother isn't sure when she left. Doesn't she know what her daughter does, who she socializes with?"
"John, I'm not the one you should be angry with. And the truth is, Mila is an adult. What she does and where she goes isn't our business. At least, it wasn't until I received this transmission."
Hunter took the digital transcriber and clicked the on switch. The message was clear and concise. 5 trillion Earth credits, or you'll never see her alive again.
"I wouldn't bother you, but I know the work that you do for the government has trained you for search and rescue. The last report from the men I sent to find her was that she was in your quadrant."
He sighed, and, for the first time, looked all of his 58 years.
"Janet is so upset that she's sedated. We always knew the girl was a bit untamed, but we had no idea something like this would happen."
"You have any leads?"
"The only thing my investigators could find was that she was seen with a couple of Nicaraguan men."
Every muscle in Hunter's body tensed, his blood freezing over.
"Nicaraguan?"
His father nodded, his gaze never wavering from Hunter's.
"That's all we can find out. She was seen with them, then she wasn't."
"What the hell is she doing hanging around scum like Nicaraguan?"
The older man's eyebrows rose at the anger in Hunter's voice. He'd actually surprised himself. He didn't know the girl, but he knew Nicaraguan, knew what he was capable of. Society gals weren't Nicaraguan's type, especially if their going missing would cause a fuss.
"We don't know. I barely know Mia. She seems to be a nice enough girl, but she has been on Earth so little since I got involved with her mother